I'd like to call the meeting of the Taney County Commission Monday, March 25th, 2013 to order. I will note that we've had our preliminary study meeting prior to the commission. There were no public comments. At this time, I'd like to call on Rick Finley to offer an opening prayer. Mr. Finley.
Heavenly Father, we want to come again to you, and we again want to remember and recall the things that you've done for us. It's amazing that you would bless us with the things you bless us with daily. And most of all, dear Lord, I'm amazed that you saw the need for us to have salvation, saw the way that had to be presented, and we just thank you so much for your Son, Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord, that you would just give us guidance in all we do. We know that you offer wisdom to those that ask, and we're asking now, dear Lord, for your wisdom, that you just help us to make decisions to be pleasing to you. Pray for those that may need your healing hand and lift them up to you, Lord, that you would just provide them the needs that they have. Those that may need your comfort, dear Lord, that you'd comfort them. Thank you again for watching over us, and these things we ask in your Son's name. Amen.
Amen. Commissioner Strahan, if you'll lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
For those individuals who follow our budget expenditures, I would like to point out an expenditure that was recently placed under the contingency line of the county sales tax earmarked for sewer purposes and law enforcement facilities. Previous county budgets have included the law enforcement sales tax revenues and expenditures within general county revenue. This sales tax was approved by voters in part to cover the cost of the new judicial facility bond payments. Therefore, because funds within GCR are statutorily combined, there were always monies within GCR to make timely bond payments. In compliance with financial recommendations, we have created a new fund in 2013 for the special law enforcement sales tax, judicial facility, and jail. The only revenues contained within the new fund will be sales tax collected and interest earned. The sales tax is received monthly, and not enough is accumulated in the first 3 months of each year to make the early jail bond payment. As a result, the county paid the bond payment directly from another sales tax, earmarked for sewer and law enforcement purposes by Taney County voters. The county will have two options once enough sales tax has been generated through the existing law enforcement sales tax. Number one, allow the expenditure to remain as is, and number two, move the expenditure from one sales tax fund to another via a journal entry. Agenda request review. Let me ask first, do any other commissioner have any remarks under commission remarks? No? Agenda request review.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Nikki.
I only have one request this morning. Be for the April 4th, which is a Thursday.
Did he say how much time that he would like?
I did not personally speak with him. I'll check with Shanna.
I don't have any problem with establishing that. We have a number of questions that regard our law enforcement financing options. And since I think that he was the one that was involved in the judicial bond issue, then he would be the one to answer those questions or at least point us in the right direction. So whatever you all worked out and however much time he needs, I think that that would be good. Gentlemen, anything else for either this Thursday or next week's meetings?
I don't know if it's on Because I get weird stuff on my phone.
Okay.
On my calendar.
Watch out.
But on April 1st, I'm not going to be able to be here. I was thinking I saw something about a road vacating on April 1st.
Yes, that's our... we have four times a year.
Four times a year. Okay, so that's one of
the
those.
First Monday in April. So that cannot be changed.
Okay.
Right. Brandon, would you be available for phone conference on that vote? Is it the 9 o'clock hour?
We have two vacates that are scheduled to be heard. Frank Cotty will also be here at that point.
Okay.
What are the vacations? Do you know offhand?
Offhand, I don't.
I know that that as a county commission, there are four quarterly meetings that we can, in fact, address vacations. My question is, can those be carried forward to a future meeting after the first day? In other words, can they be continued? For example, if we had 50 vacations, we couldn't do it all in one day. We would obviously have to carry it over to another. That's
okay.
It's just a question we need to find the answer to.
Ron, I think we looked into that at one time, and there was some information that needed to be brought forward that was questioned by the commission, and we did it the next week. I mean, after we brought it to the attention.
After we initially heard it.
Mm-hmm. Depending on which statute they had it filed under, we waited until the next week to vacate on some information on a survey or something. That the commission asked a question about. That was in prior commissions that did that.
One of the roads is Emery Creek Glaze Subdivision. There are a few roads within the subdivision. I just have some notes here on my calendar and a portion of public roads. And I do know that each one of these is under a different statute.
One's in 228 and 171.
Correct.
I should be available via phone.
Available by phone if we have a vote on.
Yeah, that shouldn't be a problem. I mean,
one of those, if I'm not mistaken, is can be read this meeting and then act upon next quarter under one statute. Am I right, Ron?
I think a real estate transaction is pending on one of them, though, if it's what I'm thinking about. I don't know. I haven't looked at all of it, so I don't know if we can delay.
Let's
need to find out what they are.
Wait till I get here and see if we can.
Yeah. So I'll be available via
phone.
Would
you like copies?
Please.
And I think what Dan was suggesting was one set of statutes require that it be carried forward and the others don't, right?
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Sorry.
And obviously, through this morning's proceedings, if we come up with something else, then we'll give that to you as well. On Mondays, do either of you have an objection while we're talking agenda? If we increase the preliminary study meeting to even more time, we don't all have to be here. But if I'm here working on something and one of you comes in, we need to be posted. So I just want to be careful about that. So if we could state it's 8 o'clock, and I could be here, I could be redlining the minutes, so forth and so on, for you all to come, go back.
Danny and I can come in.
At any time during that time.
Eat breakfast.
Yeah. There you go.
Up here. We might bring you something wrong.
Appreciate that.
No, I don't have a problem with that.
Will you take care of that, Nikki?
I will.
The breakfast I was talking about.
I will not. Just kidding.
I'd also like you to add at the beginning of each commission remarks in case we have any announcements, any mention of other meetings of other political subdivisions, such as I think this Thursday's the park board meeting, for example, just so that we can give those announcements.
Right, and I think that's a good idea. Now, the park board meeting this Thursday, Ron, and you mentioned it, they had canceled their winter meetings from December till this will be the first one. They didn't have a January or a February meeting, so those members would be important. It'd be nice for the news media to pick up on that because sometimes there's a pretty good group of people meet at those meetings.
Okay. Would you like the park board meeting actually posted?
Well, yes. Yes.
You don't acknowledge it?
Yes, there won't be. We won't. It's just as a reminder. There's no more than. Perhaps you show up at the park board meeting, and I'm there.
We have the ability to come to any meeting without agendizing it. If we put it on the agenda, people will think we are there for business. That's my thinking, Dan. There's any meeting that's being held, we have the ability to go to, as long as we don't conduct county business, we can go listen.
Okay, we'll
discuss that.
I think especially on this first one coming up, projects will be asked.
Let's talk about. You mean all the different boards that we attend? You want
no,
just one.
No, it's just because it's a delay on this one, and they're going to be discussing
okay.
this year's project. And
thank you, Nikki.
You're welcome.
Accounts payable.
I make a motion that we move to a certain time accounts payable until 10:30 this morning. There's a couple of phone calls I'm going to have to make on a couple of them.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded, postponed to the definite time of 10:30, accounts payable. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Motion for approval of payroll.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve county payroll. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Yes, ma'am.
Motion for a recess for 5 minutes if you don't care to.
Second. Do we have to have a motion to take a recess?
We'll stand in recess for 5 minutes.
I was just asking.